every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, can you believe we're in the middle of November? I mean, where did this year go?
I can't believe it, Jack. We got almost an inch of snow last night, so we're going to have a white Thanksgiving, it looks like. Well, it'll probably melt before then, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll get some more snow before Thanksgiving. Who knows? You know, the way things are going. Plenty of car news to talk about this week. I'm really curious about your reaction to all this Tesla news. Tesla is facing some potentially really rough going here. It has introduced an intriguing new wrinkle to deal with that. At the same time, some of its key vehicle development executives are exiting the company. So there's a lot of drama there coming up. Well, we'll talk about that. The lengthy government shutdown has had some unexpected effects, and one of them hits right at the middle of the car business. We'll tell you all about that in a few minutes, affecting a lot of people, even people who aren't buying new cars. We have three very interesting and very important vehicle introductions to tell you about in the run-up to the Los Angeles Auto Show, which comes at the end of the month. We'll talk about that. We'll have a new Nissan, a new Kia, and a new Jeep to talk about when we come back. So, Chris, do you have a favorite from among those three?
Well, Tesla's always fun, but I love talking about new cars, so I'm gonna stick with that one.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of new cars to talk about and some cool stuff. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. I've said that a million times. I almost screwed that up, Chris, but there you go. As you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. What is your test car this week, Chris?
I spent the week driving the 2026 Ford Explorer ST. It's the sporty version. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
And I was the envy of one Chris Teague, I think, in the 2025 Toyota GR Supra 3.0 Premium. We have a really cool special guest this week. Jonathan Yu is the expert on the 2026 Honda Prelude. So we'll have that coming up for you. So much coming up here on America on the Road. We're glad you're with us. Stay with us, and we'll be right back with you after this. Stay with us.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Macy's Veterans Day sale is one of your best chances to save big on furniture and mattresses. That's because you'll find great deals on our best sellers, like our exclusive Radley 5-piece sectional, delivered to any room in your home with white glove delivery for $25.98, and so many top brand mattresses at 20 to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off closeouts. So come in, try it all out, and get an incredible deal today at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us. I'm so glad to talk with Chris. We don't get to talk often enough. He's taking a new job, and man, he's busy, but that's great. A lot of news to talk about this week. This Tesla news is fascinating to me. Tesla is rolling out a new $60 per day rental program in California, and it's trying to revive electric vehicle demand. Of course, electric vehicle demand, as we detailed, has gone much slower since the federal tax credits have gone away. I think they're trying to do what they can to crank up interest in the Model 3 and Model Y. You can rent these for $60 a day, which doesn't seem all that cheap to me. But I guess I'm an old guy who hasn't rented a car in a while. And they're hoping to convert these renters into buyers. They give them unlimited mileage, supercharger access, and up to $250 on the rental fee can go toward a future purchase. What's your take on this, Chris?
Well, I mean, the pricing isn't all that outrageous for rental cars. I mean, you pay, what, $40 a day for a car that you then have to pay for fuel to fill up later. I think Tesla has some risks here, though, right? Depending on how many of these vehicles they end up renting out, they could end up tanking their used vehicle values if they have a whole slate of these coming off of these rentals later on. I mean, there's just so many moving parts to this that I just think there are a lot of risks for them involved.
Yeah, I think this is a bigger story than maybe people are looking at. I don't think the rental thing is necessarily the biggest part of it, but I think it's a key indicator here. I mean, two of their key executives, Emmanuel Lamakia and Sinhat Aswashti, have decided to leave the company. And these are important guys because Lamakia led the Model Y program, which is their best-selling vehicle, I think the best-selling electric vehicle probably of all time, but certainly the best-selling contemporary electric vehicle. And Aswashti was developing the Cybertruck and then took over the Model 3, so that's important stuff. What this indicates to me, Chris, and I'm curious as to your take on this, Tesla seems to be transitioning away from the car business, which I think is a really big deal. I think they're looking toward AI development. They're looking toward robotics, robotaxi and stuff. I don't think they necessarily, or Elon Musk's vision going forward, is that Tesla Motors be a car company, be a heads-up competitor to the other car companies. What's your take on that?
I agree. I think, you know, smart people are looking at this and saying electric vehicles are a very tough market to be in alone. And, you know, Tesla has all these other resources and the technology available. This is something people have been talking about for years. It is interesting kind of seeing them taking steps towards moving down that road finally. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what 2030 Tesla looks like compared to today, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk has been prescient before, and maybe he's prescient now about what's going on in the marketplace, and we might be seeing a shift from this all-electric future that so many people talk about. Let's talk about what happened with the government shutdown, and certainly it has caused a lot of headaches for a lot of people, especially people who are flying, who have been trying to go across the country that way. But it has also spurred car rentals. I think cancellations of airline reservations, cancellation of airline flights have triggered a lot of this. A lot of people are renting a car because they literally could not get there from here with a plane flight with the cancellation. It's just another example of, you know, the trickle-down effect or domino effect of things like a government shutdown. 10% cut in flights at 40 major airports has been predicted for this week. And it's probably going to linger. We're seeing the end of the government shutdown this weekend, but at the same time, I think the effects are going to linger. And it's just kind of another kick in the pants to the economy and to a lot of things, right?
Yeah, it's going to take some time for the past, 45 days or whatever to kind of mellow back out and into equilibrium. I'd be interested to see the figures around one-way rental cars, like how many cars were rented because a flight was canceled and then got left at another location. Like, that sort of stuff is really interesting to me. But, you know, I flew about a month ago and there weren't any disruptions then, but I had colleagues who flew earlier, late last week, and said that it was just a mess. So I can't imagine what it's like now.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's a mess and sometimes it isn't, even without a government shutdown, right? So you kind of wonder, like, what was the government shutdown and how much did that contribute to all these cancellations, and how much did weather and mechanicals and crews not showing up? I mean, like you, I travel a lot by airline, and all kinds of stuff happens. And sometimes it's really good, and most of the time it's a bit of a challenge, so. Well, here's a thing that I think it might meet a challenge for Nissan. Nissan has been, of course, challenged to move forward here recently. It's had some tough times. But I think the 2026 Sentra is probably a big step in the right direction. They are putting that out there. I've actually driven this vehicle, but I can't tell you how it drove yet, or they'll come and do bad things to me. I think they'll hit me over the knuckles with a ruler or something like that. But I can tell you that I think that this is a real good step in the right direction for them in a very important segment of the compact car segment. It has upscale features. It has dual 12.3-inch digital displays and a round view monitor with moving object detection, which is really, really cool. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard, so that's a good thing. Should have been standard for a long time. And they have those wonderful zero gravity seats, even in this pretty low priced car, as I say, about $22,000, $23,000. What's your take on the Sentra?
I'm very happy to see the new Sentra in the format that it is. I think it's always been Nissan's value forward car, and they've really leaned into it with the newer models, even the last generation and this generation. The styling is great. It looks like it has a lot of great tech inside. I love the seats. We've talked about them a bunch of times on the show. So it looks like a good all around car to me.
Yeah, I think you can get a top-end vehicle for $28,000 or so. So just filled with stuff, including the Pro Pilot Assist and all that kind of stuff. So pretty cool stuff. Let's talk about the Kia Telluride, too. That has been a home run product. That really was a landmark product for them, not just a so-so SUV, but something that really changed the way people perceive the brand. It was a big, big hit. Now they've changed the styling somewhat. You've seen the new styling, I imagine. It's longer, taller, and it has a longer wheelbase, which I think is good for interior space and getting in and out of. What's your big take on this one?
They kiss right against the edge of the premium vehicle segment with the Telluride. I think they've done a really good job. And the MSRP, I think fully loaded, you get into it for like $55,000, which is more than what it used to be, but it's still pretty reasonable. You know, I saw these camouflage SUVs running around the Kia factory a few weeks ago in Georgia, and now seeing it without the camouflage, it is a remarkable redesign for the car. I can't wait to drive it. I'm a little iffy on the grille design, but I think it looks great overall.
Yeah, I'm really eager to talk to the designer of this. I'm going to do an interview with him at the Los Angeles Auto Show coming up, but I think it's a good-looking vehicle, and so we'll see how that goes. There's another important vehicle to talk about, too, and it is the 2026 Jeep Compass. you would think that Jeep would be a better competitor in that particular segment, right? The compact SUV, you know, certainly they have the brand for it. And now they have a new one with some cool stuff, including cool colors, including the military-inspired 41 green, which I kind of favor. That's kind of cool, I think. And what's your take on this? I think it's really important for Jeep to do well with this vehicle, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of an oddball in the segment, right? It competes against like the RAV4 and the CR-V, and then you have the Compass, which is kind of an off-roady type SUV. I think a lot of people expected Jeep to discontinue the Compass. I think that was one of the risky things that people were thinking about, but I'm glad to see it around. I actually like the Compass. It just depends on where the price lands, I think, is going to be the big question here.
Yeah, and I think value is what they're really oriented about now. I think their current management saw the previous management is overpricing a lot of Jeeps, and I think this is the biggest segment in the country, in the United States, this compact SUV segment. And Jeep has the brand, and we're also seeing a lot of off-roady type compact SUVs. So I think this has the potential to do really well. Whether it does or not is a different story. But with an entry-level one at about $32,000, again, that's not particularly inexpensive in this class, but it is a Jeep, and you can get it in 41 green.
It's probably more compelling than some of the offerings from Ford and others, but it is, you know, it's a different, like I said, it's an oddball.
Yeah, well, there you go. Remind us of the vehicle you'll be testing this week.
I tested the 2026 Ford Explorer ST.
Yeah, very cool. I look forward to talking about that. And I was at the wheel of the 2025 Toyota GR Supra 3.0 Premium with the manual transmission, and we'll talk about that vehicle. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad with you for road test time. And what a varied group of road test vehicles, but I think very high-performance road test vehicles we have for you this week. Pretty cool stuff. You were driving, I think, my favorite version of the Ford Explorer, and of course it's an important vehicle for Ford Motor Company, right in one of the biggest segments out there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the 2026 Explorer. It's Ford's midsize SUV. I tested the ST version, which is the sportier. It's actually the range-topping version in the current lineup. But ST in Ford land means speed and power. So this vehicle starts at around $55,000, and mine was around $62,000 after options. But if you go lower in the lineup, you can get into the Explorer for under $40,000, and you still get quite a few of the desirable features here. Jack, when's the last time you drove an Explorer, and have you driven the ST recently?
Fairly recently, I think. I've always liked the ST because I like the performance. It's kind of a stealthy performance vehicle, but it has it's really fun to drive, and it's kind of surprising that how fun it is to drive that three-row vehicle.
It is. It's a little bit of a sleeper because it doesn't look extremely different from the more sedate versions of the Explorer, but under the hood, you've got a turbocharged 3.0-liter V6 with 400 horsepower and 415 pound-feet of torque. You get standard all-wheel drive and a 10-speed automatic transmission. I didn't measure the 0 to 60 time in this vehicle, Jack, but I would have to imagine the seat of pants feel being a little bit shy of 6 seconds, which is pretty stout for a three-row SUV, as you said. It comes with sport-tuned suspension, which is a little bit rough on some of our roads around here, especially now that we've had the plows going for a couple of weeks now. But the trade-off there is that you get surprisingly agile handling out of this three-row vehicle. Jack, what did you think of the ride quality and maybe the interior sound level of all this, you know, while you're going?
I think they do a good job. I mean, I'm not one of those. I think you like the engine sounds more than I do, Chris. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I kind of like silent speed, and I think that's what I remember about the ST. I don't think there's this big burble or anything like that. Like when I was driving the Dodge Durango, quite a different kind of take than the ST from Ford.
Yeah, you're right. It does fly under the radar. There are millions of modifications that people have done to make these things much louder and rowdier sounding. But from the factory, they're pretty tame. You also get a rear sway bar, sport tires, and 20-inch wheels. I think 21-inch wheels, excuse me, with the package that my vehicle came with. Inside, synthetic leather upholstery with Miko suede, which is a synthetic suede inserts. Heated and ventilated front seats. Jack, the front seats of this vehicle are exceptionally comfortable. I think one of the things I love about Ford vehicles is that they nail the American size rear end in the front seats of their vehicles, and the ergonomics are good too. You get buttons for most of the things here. You have buttons for the heated and ventilated seats, although a lot of it is still integrated with the Sync 4 infotainment system. You also get second row heated seats, and we've talked about this a lot, but it comes with captain's chairs, which I really enjoy. It allows you to walk between the back seats to get into the cargo area, and also gives you some space between kids if you have younger children in the second row. Technology-wise, you get a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster, a 13.2-inch touchscreen. As I mentioned before, it runs Ford Sync 4 infotainment, which is excellent, but there are quite a few physical controls wrapped into the touchscreen now, so you have to get used to controlling climate, temperature, and some other things in the touchscreen, which is a little confusing. Jack, what do you think about that? We should just cover it one more time for the heck of it.
Well, I think they do a fairly good. I think the infotainment system works quite well, and I what got my interest too is this, you know, three row six passenger kind of configuration, and I wanted to throw in my two cents on that too, because I always find this kind of amusing that you get a three row vehicle and it has one more seat than a sedan, or it has one more seat than a compact SUV. In some ways, I like the idea that you can have three in the center row, and that makes some sense to me. It adds another seating position, but like you say, it puts somebody, you know, elbow to elbow with somebody else sometimes.
Yeah, I think the Explorer suffers from what a lot of three-row SUVs suffer from, which is the third row is kind of like a vestigial attachment to the vehicle. Yeah. Like it's there, it's a selling point, but it's not exactly useful. But you do get wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You get a B&O sound system in this vehicle. And mine came with the optional Blue Cruise upgrade, which is a hands-free driving system. And it comes with a trial so you can test it out. My vehicle also had a trailer tow package. And Copilot 360 Assist 2.0 is standard. So you get blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking, and all the rest. Jack, I think if I were buying this vehicle, I'd probably go for a lower priced version. I think I'd 60K for anything right now is a little bit steep, but the ST, man, it's definitely the most fun to drive.
It certainly is. And I love that motor. I love what they do with that. And I also love the fact that you get this ability to test Blue Cruise. You know, I think it's a 90-day trial or something like that. Maybe it's even longer. And I think once you start trying it, I think that's a good marketing from Ford to put people in Blue Cruise and see how well it works, because it really works quite well for the right things.
Yes.
But you can trust it for doing that. And I think a lot of people are going to sign up and think, hey, this is something I want.
More revenue for Ford.
Yeah. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think you can sign up and then sign out and then sign up. So if you're taking a long cross-country trip, maybe you can just sign up for a month and use it for the month and then say, well, I'm just commuting the rest of the time. Don't need that so much.
And as you say, it actually works. So
yeah,
there you go.
It works well. Well, I'm going to be talking about the 2025 Toyota GR Supra, which is a really cool sports coupe. I love it a lot. And also, I warn you, a lot of stuff I'm going to say will sound very un-Toyota-like because this vehicle under the skin is not necessarily a Toyota. And I'll tell a funny story. I think it's a funny story really quick. I was in a parking lot. I was actually at the parking lot at the Milwaukee Baseball Stadium in the Dodge Durango that I just mentioned a little earlier. And the guy next to me was parked in had a Toyota Supra, and he was, kind of lording the fact that he had the Supra and all this stuff. And I said, yeah, I really like this, and I like the fact that BMW is so heavily involved in this. And he said, oh, this is a Toyota vehicle, that has kind of nothing, is built by Toyota and this and that. And I'm like, well, no, not really. It's built in Graz, Austria. Essentially, it's a BMW kind of through and through, except for nameplate. And I'm curious as to your take on that before I go any farther.
Oh, it's definitely a BMW. The steering wheel, the infotainment screen, the gear shift, the sound inside the car, all of it's BMW. And that's fine because it exists, and that's what I'm happy about.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with a two-seat rear-wheel drive sports coupe from BMW. I think that's a pretty
doggone... With an available manual transmission.
Exactly. And available at a Toyota price. It's not necessarily super cheap. But it's the same $60,000 as that Ford Explorer ST that you talked about. I think, this is a very, very cool vehicle overall. And I just like what it brings to the party. Again, this is a good, I think, partnership between BMW. Their Z4 is, kind of the opposite number of this vehicle. It's the convertible version, I guess you could say. But the 3-liter inline six, of course, is a BMW engine. Turbocharged, produces 382 horsepower, 368 pound-feet of torque, shooting that power to the rear wheels where it should go. Six-speed manual transmission if you want it, with rev matching that can be turned off if you want to do that. Although why you would do that, I'm not quite certain, because I love the fact that it'll help you with that. It's a little slower than the automatic, interestingly enough. A 0 to 60 comes in 4.2 seconds versus 3.9 seconds. But I don't know about you, Chris. I really like the involvement of the manual. I just kind of like the overall feel of this thing. This is a really fun to drive vehicle.
Yeah, I got spoiled by the short throw shifter in my GR Corolla. The GR Supra is a little bit longer throw, but man, it's the engagement that it brings to that car is top notch.
Right. Suspension is very cool. Multi-link rear suspension. It has McPherson's struts up front. but a multi-link rear, again, designed by BMW. Who does better suspensions, I think, than BMW? An adaptive variable suspension is standard. It adjusts the damping depending on the condition, so I like that. Nice electric steering rack. Was recalibrated fairly recently. Sport rear differential. It has sport modes. I mean, all around, this is a cool car. The inside is very BMW. Leather trim, sport seats. It has heating and power adjustments. The cabin layout is very reminiscent of BMW, which, again, isn't a bad thing. Not that Toyota does a bad interior these days, but, you know, I really like the fact that there's a lot of BMW here. And then maybe in terms of infotainment system, you could complain a bit about the fact that it uses what essentially a version of BMW's iDrive versus the Toyota system we've come to like quite a bit, but I don't think it's bad. What's your take on infotainment in this vehicle?
Yeah, I actually like Toyota's new system better, but there's nothing wrong with the version of iDrive that they're using in this car. And it works with all the BMW hardware, so I guess that's part of the package.
Right. The interesting thing is wireless Apple CarPlay is standard, but you can't get Android Auto because BMW doesn't feature that. So I guess if you're an Android person, maybe you're out of luck there. But it's got a lot of good safety stuff. I think overall, this is just quite a good vehicle at around $60,000. I mean, a lot of people will go $60,000 two-seater, but, you know, essentially you're getting a premium sports coupe for $60,000 or so. I think that's quite a good thing.
And it legitimately feels quicker than the on-paper horsepower and torque specs let on. So this vehicle is rowdy. I mean, it's far quicker than you would think from 385 horsepower.
Yeah. Which 385 horsepower is, of course, nothing to sneeze at anyway. Or at least it was in my book back in my day, I guess. Well, when we come back, we will have a great guest. Jonathan Yu is the product specialist on the 2026 Honda Prelude. Product expert on that, leader of that program. So stay with us. We'll be talking with him. I had a chance to talk with him at the North American Car of the Year testing that we did a couple of weeks ago. So we sat down and had a good discussion about what is one of the most exciting vehicles to come to market, a blast from the past. So stay with us from that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts, and of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road. Jackie Redd with you. We're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, getting the opportunity to drive a lot of terrific cars. And one of my favorites today was the Honda Prelude, back after so many years. And Jonathan Yu is product planner on that vehicle from Honda. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Quick story. When I started in this business, probably before you were born, the project car we had was a Honda Prelude. It was about an 83 or something like that. And, you know, we did a little bit to it, you know, maybe altered the suspension a bit. And it was a car I drove all the time when I was at Sports Car Graphic Magazine. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for Honda Prelude number one. But tell us about the new car.
Yeah, so for the sixth generation Prelude, it's now 25 years removed since the last generation. The last generation was the 2001 Honda Prelude. This is the modern iteration of the Honda Prelude. The hallmarks of Prelude are still there with the sixth generation, even though now it's a hybrid. So innovation technology, it being fun to drive, and also razor-sharp handling. Those are the hallmarks of the Honda Prelude. Mm-hmm. So with the sixth generation, not any different. Now we have a hybrid powertrain, the award-winning two-motor hyper-electric system, and then also, as you know, the all-new Honda S-Plus Shift that debuts on this vehicle, plus the Civic Type R suspension and Brembo brakes as well. So yeah. Innovation technology.
All the right pieces. What prompted Honda to bring the car back at this time after so many years?
So I think it's a combination of the current climate in terms of, you know, hybrids. So hybrids are, you see a lot of hybrids in the marketplace, and Honda is one of the leading OEMs with hybrids. We're selling close to 50% in terms of our hybrids. Of CR-V, I'm also the planner for the Honda CR-V. So CR-V, you know, you get the Accord hybrid, you have the Civic hybrid, you have Accord, Civic, and now Prelude all being in the same showroom like it did before in the years past. But they're all hybrid as well. So bringing that back with now the hybrid with its 200 horsepower, 232 foot-pound of torque, instantaneous torque from the hybrid powertrain,
right?
Make it a very fun experience, and putting that into a two-door coupe.
100%. Yeah. I mean, one of the things we talk about on the show all the time mm-hmm. these days is how fun to drive hybrids are, mm-hmm. and how hybrids really, the electric power right at the right time really contributes to that fun to drive.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the fun to drive aspect is something that it's in any of our Honda hybrids, so Honda CR-V, Accord, Civic Hybrid. So putting that into a two-door coupe just made perfect sense, especially with our portfolio going more hybrid than ever. So then combining that with Honda S-Plus Shift gives it a very fun, engaging experience. You wouldn't even know that there's a transmission in there, because there isn't, because it's a direct drive unit. The electric motors drive the wheels directly. But the Honda S-Plus Shift makes it feel like it's a... The closest thing to describe it is like a dual clutch transmission, because you can use the paddle shifters mm-hmm. as gear changes, and there's 8 simulated gears in the car, whereas regular hybrid operation is used as regenerative braking, but now it has the paddle shifters
cool.
for
yeah.
gear changes.
Describe to me in more detail, and to our listeners in more detail, how the powertrain works, because it's different than the typical hybrid system, right?
The powertrain is the same as, let's say, the Civic Hybrid. So it's the same powertrain, the same horsepower and the torque. Operation-wise, it's still the same as well.
Okay.
It's the S-Plus Shift that gives it the more engaging
experience.
Yeah, okay,
that's what
experience.
I mean, that part of the drivetrain. Describe
yeah, so that. S-Plus Shift basically creates sound in the cabin to simulate a, let's say, a dual-clutch transmission, the engine sound, when you gear shift and it blips. So there's engine pulsation when there's a gear shift or gear change. So you feel it in the car, even though there's no transmission
there's no,
in the
there's
car.
No transmission.
And then there's the downshifts in the noise.
So with no transmission in the car, is all the drive electric?
Yes, primarily it is electric. The 2-liter Atkinson four-cylinder engine,
right.
All it is a generator.
Okay.
It generates power for the battery, so it keeps the battery charged, which then in turn drives the electric motors that drives the wheel. So it's primarily electric operation in the vehicle.
Yeah. Ferdinand Porsche did that about 1901. Are you aware of that car?
And
that
I remember the...
That was one of the...
901 SC?
I think something... Well, yeah. Something like that. I mean, I literally mean about 1901. Mm-hmm. Because gear changes were a big problem then. Getting the power down was a difficult task. So that was a good engineering feat then and maybe just as good now. This is a good-looking car with a lot of interior space. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when you think of a sports coupe, the appeal, the exterior styling is what attracts you first. It has to have an emotional pull. So I think we accomplished that with the very low-slung roofline, very wide stance, has a fighter-like glider-like appearance on the vehicle. So I think it's going to be a head-turner. And then once you already go past the exterior, you go inside the car. With a two-tone interior, it's a very stunning premium interior as well.
Yeah, good-looking car with a lot of interior space and a lot of cargo space,
so
potentially.
The sixth-generation Prelude. First time introducing a liftback. So all the previous generations have been coupes. So the reason why we did that was because we wanted this car to be an everyday grand touring coupe, just like the Preludes of the past. Mm-hmm. So having a lot of space in the vehicle lends itself to that. You can drive the car every day, go get groceries, go on a long trip. You can fit 2 to 3 sets of golf clubs probably in the rear.
Mm-hmm.
You can put full-size luggage as well. So if you want to, I'm from LA, so you can go from LA to Vegas in that car, and it's a very comfortable drive. In the vehicle, so the space just lends itself to the versatility of the vehicle as well.
Yeah, yeah. Is it belted in the back for 2 or for 3?
It's a 2+2. Okay. So it's you can put 2 small little humans in the back, but primarily I think the customer will probably, if they do have anyone in the back, would probably be a child seat in the back.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or 2 adults for very short periods
of time. Yeah, or that
too. Going to the restaurant and coming back, and we'll see you then. What is the most exciting part of the vehicle to you? What gets you kind of riled up about it?
I think it's the combination of those, the 3 main hallmarks of the vehicle. It's the hybrid powertrain, the S-Plus shift, and the Civic Type R suspension geometry and the Brembo brakes. Hybrid powertrain for the instantaneous torque and feel. The fuel efficiency, the car gets 44 miles to the gallon compared to Civic Hybrid, 48 miles to the gallon combined.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Honda S-Plus shift, giving it that, you can switch it on the fly in terms of what you want. So the car has different personalities. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a comfortable grand touring car, you can do that. You can have it as a fun back road carver. You can do the same thing as well.
I should know this, but can you set it up so it doesn't shift, so you don't get the feeling of a shift?
So if you put the vehicle into comfort mode, mm-hmm. It changes the behavior of the S-Plus shift system. So when you're S-Plus comfort, you could override it and like gear change as well. But if you just leave it alone in automatic operation, it will have a very linear, smooth operation in comfort mode. S-Plus.
So essentially, it would feel like an electric vehicle,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You have all the torque, but also feel that smooth, linear feeling, just like an EV car.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about torque and why that's important. I mean, we do talk about it on the show, but I'm not sure people... See a horsepower figure, they kind of get that, I guess. But I'm sure that they're not up to speed on what torque does for them. Walk us through that.
So I think when you think of torque, the torque is most important when you're at a standing still or zero.
Mm-hmm.
So the torque is very necessary to propel you from zero. So having a lot of torque, and especially in the case here, we have instantaneous torque because you have electric motors, makes it
they
feel...
They get max torque max at zero torque RPM, at zero, right?
So so you're getting the maximum torque. So it's going to feel very quick. Off the line. So very akin to EV cars where you have very quick off the line speed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How soon is it? Is it available now or is it about to be available? What's availability?
It'll be available before the end of the year.
Okay. Walk me kind of through the product lineup of, trim level and those kinds of things.
Yeah. So the Prelude doesn't have any trims. What it does have is a color roof option. With black door side mirror caps.
Okay.
So that color option is only available on the Winter Frost Pearl, which is the white variant you see outside. So that is available for that color. But other than that, there is no
really mono-spec car. Huh?
It's a fully loaded vehicle. Yeah, it's equivalent to, or almost equivalent to the Civic Hybrid top trim. Mm-hmm. So it has, let's say, Bose speakers. It's 8 speakers instead of 12 because it's a coupe. It also has like heated front seats. It has Google built-in on a 9-inch display. It has, you know, full digital TFT, wireless capability, charger, wireless CarPlay, Android Auto, parking sensors front and rear. So it's a fully loaded car.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that it has all the amenities, all the creature comforts of the vehicle, because it is a comfortable vehicle. We also don't want to sacrifice on those features.
Yeah.
Compared to, let's say, a pure performance car where you're sacrificing some of the creature comforts.
Well, as a grand tourer, it's got grand in it, right?
Yeah.
And this sounds like a grand amount of equipment, which seems quite appropriate for that. MSRP, has it been priced?
It's around $42,000, but once we get closer to the on sale, the price
and the on sale date is.
We haven't set it yet, but it'll be before the
end of the year. Yeah, before the end of 2025. Can you believe we're getting close?
I know.
It's really.
I think when you're working on and planning for vehicles, the time just flies by.
Yeah. What's it like to come and talk about a vehicle that you probably worked on a while ago? And like, how long ago was it? And how long? And tell me about progressing to the next.
I think there's, as a product planner, you never stop working on it because you're always working on the next iteration, or you're working on like just updates on the vehicle in terms of like just market trends and whatnot.
Mm.
I have to say, it's one of the most rewarding things to see a product come to life.
Yeah,
I've had many positions in my 15-year career at Honda, advertising where you see a commercial shoot come to life. But having a hand in a product where individuals spend a lot of time choosing a vehicle, it's a very personal decision, and seeing people drive it, meaning that they selected a car you worked on, is a very rewarding experience.
Yeah, and I think you're going to get a lot of that rewarding experience. It's interesting to me coming to market now with a two-door vehicle. Another quick story. I pulled up and I was picking up my daughter and a friend of hers, I think it after a church group or something like that. And I was in a two-door. I can't even remember what vehicle it was. And my daughter got into the passenger side up front. The girl, her friend, couldn't figure out how to get into the car. She'd literally never seen a two-door vehicle. And didn't realize that you could get in through the front door into the back seat. It was kind of really interesting to me. But I think it's kind of cool that in some ways you're kind of going against the grain here with this vehicle coming out with a two-door coupe, I think is terrific.
So I think when you think of traditional two-door coupes, there's plenty of coupes in the market that are the traditional type, lack of, let's say, trunk space, not a lot of creature comforts, right? The very traditional sense. The Honda Prelude in this iteration kind of throws that on its head. So you have a two-door coupe, and that's probably where the similarities end. Mm-hmm. You have all the versatility, functionality, the fuel efficiency, but still fun to drive.
Yeah.
So we think that it's going to be more accessible than ever for a vehicle like this and bring in more people and new people as well.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's going to happen. It's very cool. Glad I got a chance to drive it. Look forward to driving it more. I might have asked you this already, but is there a particular feature about it, a particular, let's say, an interior feature that you're most proud of?
Most proud seats. So those seats are bespoke to the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's a very stylish design, and they're actually asymmetrical in terms of bolstering from the driver's side to the passenger side.
So am I.
And the reason why we did that was because we focused on creature comfort, especially for the passenger as well, not just the driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the passenger doesn't need all that bolstering. So they want to feel comfortable in the vehicle. And then we also made some cutouts on the door, so getting in and out is easier. So
yeah.
That's why the seats, to me, are very important, because they're comfortable but also supportive, on especially on the driver's side. And then the passenger side, attention was paid to that individual to ensure that they're also having a very comfortable experience as well.
Yeah, very good. My wife is going to like that.
Yeah.
She always complains that the front passenger gets the short end of so many things.
Yeah.
So that's very, very cool. Well, Jonathan, you thanks so much for talking with us about the new Honda Prelude 2026. It's coming out before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Stevens, Jack Neurad with you. It is listener question time. We appreciate your listener questions, your questions and comments. Send them along to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And here's a question. This came from Anton in Bend, Oregon. And I think it's a pretty good question. And I'm really curious as ask you about it, Chris, because you have an electric vehicle. This is what he says. I'm thinking of buying an electric vehicle, but I'm a little concerned. What's the real-world range of EVs compared to EPA estimates? Are those estimates real, or should I expect much less? What's been your experience with that? And does it matter?
I think it does matter, but not as much as a lot of people probably think it does. Yes, the range estimates are just that, estimates. They are in an ideal situation, in the ideal temperature, under ideal driving scenarios, this is what you would achieve. We routinely get somewhere between 10 to 15% less range than what the EPA says, and that goes down even further in the winter. Right now, we run the heated seats, the heat, everything else, warming the vehicle up, that reduces it further. I would say if you have a home charger and you're just driving for your daily commute, these things don't really matter all that much, you know, but if you're taking road trips and things, that's when these numbers start to make a little bit more of an impact on your daily drive.
Yeah, when I was talking to the Polestar people a couple of weeks back during the Polestar 4 introduction, they emphasized the fact of real-world range. That kind of wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And tell us all about the podcast that we do, Chris.
That's right, Jack. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download the show. That way you can take us with you wherever you go and helps us out.
We really appreciate your help. If you want to pass along our show to others, we would really appreciate that. We have YouTube and Rumble channels. Check those out and subscribe. Like our content there. We're doing a lot of short videos recently, so check those out on our YouTube channel. I think kind of interesting stuff that seems to resonate with folks. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. Thanks to Chris for co-hosting so wonderfully well. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you've got a lot of choices, so the fact that you're listening to America on the Road honors us a lot. Thanks so much for doing that. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.